motel near Las Vegas. Even though the killer was a previously deported illegal alien, District Judge Joseph Bonaventure sentenced Azumita to only 19 to 48 months, even though the killer pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Azumita also had a prior arrest record for assault and domestic violence in Colorado and had been deported a month before the killing. Officer Michael Gordon lost his life to a drunk driving illegal alien. The Chicago policeman was in the driver's seat of his squad car when it was struck by Luis Calia, a Guatemalan whose blood alcohol level was 0.177, twice the legal limit. Luis Calia died a few hours after striking the police car, and Michael Gordon is survived by his wife and four children. Before entering the police department, Gordon joined the 81st Airborne right after high school, serving in Bosnia and Korea. As a policeman, he asked to be assigned to a tough part of Chicago because he wanted to do more than just write tickets. Oceanside officer Tony Zepetella was a rookie cop who had been in the department just over a year when he was shot three times and killed in a credit union parking lot by Adrian George Camacho, a Mexican illegal alien with a long criminal record. Officer Zepetella was married with a six-month-old child. He was born in Whittier and enlisted in the Navy after he had graduated from high school in 1994. Tony Zepetella was 27 years old when he was killed. The accused killer had been deported several times, and his criminal record lists drugs, illegal firearm possession, and gang activity. Victor Hen was a victim of terrorism in America. She was shot and killed as she sat at her desk by Hesham Mohammed Hadiyet on July 4, 2002, at the El Al ticket counter in Los Angeles International Airport. She was born in Israel and immigrated with her family to the U.S. in 1990. Particularly sad is the fact that her family had planned a surprise party for her the next day where her boyfriend intended to propose. The LAX shooter was born in Egypt and lived here for a time as an illegal alien and was even considered for deportation until he got lucky when his wife won the diversity lottery. Sister Helen Chaska was murdered in late summer 2002 by being strangled with her rosary beads. The beads were found embedded in her neck. She was also raped, as was another nun who accompanied Sister Helen during walking prayers. Both women were in Klamath Falls, Oregon, doing missionary work when the crimes occurred. Her accused murderer is Maximiliano Asperez, who is in the United States illegally and was convicted in 1988 of robbery and kidnapping in Los Angeles. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison, was released in 1992, and was on probation until 1995. By law, this man should have been deported to Mexico after his release in 1992. Instead, the INS allowed him to remain in the United States and then and only then to commit even more heinous crimes. 18-year-old Trisha Taylor of Detroit was in court in December 2002 to hear the plea of the illegal alien who caused her to lose both legs above the knees. Jose Carcamo was driving under the influence, 0.08% blood alcohol level, and speeding when he drove over a curb and smashed Taylor into a wall. One report stated that Carcamo has had 17 violations since 1995. Another noted that he was drag racing at the time of the crash. It is agreed that the car was traveling between 50 and 75 miles per hour on a street posted for 25 miles per hour. The INS has twice begun deportation proceedings against Carcamo to return to El Salvador, but regrettably did not follow through. Carcamo will be out of jail in a few years, but Trisha Taylor faces a lifetime of pain and disability because of another failure of the INS to remove a dangerous alien. The lives of many law enforcement officers
at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Richard Mast, attorney with Liberty Counsel. Bradley Dean and Sons of Liberty Radio are on the front lines of our culture war, and I am proud to call them brothers in arms. What America needs now is more people telling the truth, regardless of the cost. Bradley is one of those people.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I have blown this trumpet for some time now, Ezekiel 33, not claiming to be anybody, but a faithful witness to my God and a faithful witness to my people. And what I'm talking about right now is something that I shared with you some time ago. When doing Rick Joyner's college. While I was doing his college, I was then asked to come over to the missionary board, which he had about 100 people in there, introduce myself to them, didn't know who they were, it didn't matter. The Holy Ghost knew exactly who they were, so in the process, I became acquainted with a couple of them in that particular room that day. And so after I gave my introduction as to who I am, what I've been doing, so on and so forth, another guy got up, and he started talking about what was going on in the Middle East because he was a missionary into the Middle East. And he said he's seen over and over again the CIA, that would be the Central Intelligence Agency. It's an unconstitutional agency that's supposed to operate outside of, not within. And what's happening, friends, is he had shared with me that he had seen them arming ISIS over and over and over again. And we all know this. If you ask anybody in the Middle East, they'll tell you that ISIS was a created monster created by the CIA to basically use as a, again, political battering ram to kill off their political opposition and to destabilize. Well, some might say, Bradley, come on, really? Well, let me just go over. I have friends that are in the CIA, former FBI as well, and military, and higher up, so on and so forth. But with that, I want to go over to John Stockwell, and I want you to listen carefully as to what he had said, because I'm going to bring this home as to what's happening in your backyard right now as we speak. This is the function of the CIA, to keep the world unstable. I mean, folks, okay. The CIA's purpose is to keep the world unstable. This is John Stockwell. He said, and to propagandize. We already see that happening through the Mockingbird media. I mean, folks, we've covered that 1.5 million times. We've known that since the 60s and the 70s. It's not like a thing that's done in a corner. This is happening right out in the face of the people on a worldwide basis. Matter of fact, they control the corporations that control the narrative through the useful idiots that you know as news anchors and journalists throughout the United States and worldwide. But he said, the function of the CIA is also to propagandize and teach the American people to hate. Hate who? So we will let the establishment, as he called it, spend any amount of money on arms. That's right. You know, one of the things that's strange to me is those that are creating the war, how is it that they've convinced the people of countries to do the fighting for them in their place? How opposite, how contrary to what our forefathers did. If there was a righteous war, because we do need to make distinction in understanding that there's righteous wars and the Lord's wars and man's wars and unrighteous wars. And we see that America has been at war for over 222 years since its inception. I want you to think about that. Who's been doing the fighting? Who's been doing the bleeding? Who's been doing the dying? Has it been those that have created the wars? Absolutely not. They have been the ones that have been profiting from the war. If you haven't taken the time to read the short book called War is a Racket by Smedley Butler, the highest decorated military man in this country, namely in the branch of Marines. He's the one that wrote the book and telling you exactly who's profiting from the blood of your children. The corporations are. The military-industrial complex is, right? And we also know, and this is the quote that I've given 1,000 times over as well, and that is what? That the pedophile himself, who is no longer with us, he is now eating the fruit of his own ways, Romans 6:23, and I'm thinking the end of sin is death, and I wonder if he wished he'd have took time to read Luke 16, because now he knows the reality and the tangibility of hell itself, because he sowed into it his whole life. But Henry Kissinger said that our military men are just dumb, stupid animals, only to be used as political pawns for their wars. And the great wonder there is how you look at Washington, D.C. within itself, and you go across the Potomac River, and you see Arlington there. And can anybody bring about the correlation that those are the ones creating the wars, and yet those are the ones that are dying, fighting their unconstitutional wars, their senseless wars? I'll tell you this, and I want you to listen to me carefully, because, folks, this has been on my heart, and it's been on my heart for some time, but I'm telling you, this draft that they just brought up, there's a reason that they're making kids 18 to 25 years old now sign up for the draft. And I'm telling you what, friends, it's time to stand up and say, if you want a war, then you're going to fight the war yourself. Because, again, that's what's going to end the war right then and there. And not until the American people stand up and say, no more of this, of creating wars. And, again, the way to weed these out, if the powers that be in certain countries want to fight against each other, then let's put them in a cage and let them fight to the death, friends, because that's exactly what needs to happen. Because I am tired of the propaganda. I am tired of innocent blood being shed for dollars and cents. How about you? Now, I'm saying all that for the very purpose, friends, of what John Stockwell said. The whole function of the CIA is to keep the world unstable. Is that what they do? That's what they do, folks. They're creating the domestic insurrection. The FBI helps them along in this as well. And to propagandize, that's all they do through the Mockingbird media, and teach the American people to hate. What do? Well, they cast into your mind that there's another madman that needs to be taken out. So what do? Like, for example, after September 11th, nobody knew who to attack. But I'll tell you what, that was the quickest narrative ever written by the mainstream media in the history of the world. Put that up against Micah 6:16. And after September 11, 2001, as just one example, what did they do? They didn't know who to attack, said General Wesley Clark. So what did they do? They ended up going after none other than Iraq. And then what did Wesley Clark tell us? If there had not been natural resource there, our military would, there would be no military presence there in Iraq at all. Over 1 million innocent Iraqis were murdered to make the likes of the president and the vice president of the United States of America, namely Halliburton, $34.5 billion off the blood of innocent men, namely yours. And so you know as well that I'm talking lawfully here. If you take the time to read Amos 4, you'll see that the Lord brought judgments upon the people, and it just happened to be the bodies of the young men. And he said, for all of this, you still have not returned unto me. Lord, if it's not going to be chastisements, friends, it's going to be his judgments. I'm going to come back to this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Apache Davis, and I support the Sons of Liberty because the Sons of Liberty still believes America is good, that belief in God is the cornerstone of our republic, that character and virtue is important, and families are the basic building blocks of society.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. P.S. wanted to let you know that we are out at the Minnesota State Fair. I wanted to highlight this, and we'll get back to the contents as to what we were talking about during the first segment. So we are at the Minnesota State Fair, as you well know, and if you don't, you're going to. With that, we've been down there for going on 15, 16 years now, and we are at the east end, bottom floor of the grandstand, and we're down there from 9 to 9, 12 hours a day. So we got 4 days left, and what's interesting is yesterday on the way back down, because I'm doing this round trip on 12-day straight. Actually, it's 14 days, but for the state fair alone. In the process of doing that, we stop, we get something to eat. The waitress starts talking, you know, how's it going? I've seen her before, and she said, how's it going? I said, fine, I'm just going back to the Minnesota State Fair. We've got a booth there. We've been there for 15, 16 years, yada, yada, yada. And she goes, you know, it's interesting. She goes, I was just down there on Saturday, and she said, you know, the prices at the Minnesota State Fair, she said, I seen some where they were reasonable. And then she said, I seen some where they were just gouging the people. It was insane, she said. Out of sight, out of mind, that expensive. And I said, yeah, I understand. I said, you know, what's interesting is over the last couple days at the Minnesota State Fair, I've never seen the attendance levels down so low since I've been there, since I've even gone there as a kid. And someone had just shared with us that the attendance record is the lowest in the last 40 years. I just heard that yesterday. Well, what was interesting is when I was talking to this waitress going back to her, what she had said to me, she said, you know, it's interesting that you would say that because my son just told me that the papers reported that there was a record amount of attendance at the Minnesota State Fair. And I just chuckled a little bit and I said, and they wonder why nobody believes the thing that they say. See, they want to put the impression in your mind that everybody's going to the state fair. But I'm telling you firsthand, morning and evening, the attendance level is so low. I think the people in the state of Minnesota are sending a message that they have had it with the gouging. They have had it with the people in the state treating them like they're there to serve them rather than the other way around, even when it comes to the Minnesota State Fair. And I guess the Minnesota State Fair, I guess they don't understand that without vendors, they don't have a Minnesota State Fair. And that's another topic alone within itself concerning how they treat their vendors. They're gouging their vendors. They're making their vendors pay for parking on top of the booth. They're making vendors buy tickets to go into the Minnesota State Fair. And again, I believe what's happening is that's catching up to them finally. It's like a communist system, right? What happens, they keep gouging and gouging and gouging until there's nothing else to steal or to control. Then what happens? Well, that is the beginning and the offset of self-infliction right there, if anybody understands what communism is. And that is in full play in the United States of America today, in full force. But again, the point that I want to make is, yes, we're still at the Minnesota State Fair. Yes, if you want to go and there's hardly anybody there, now's the time to do that. Yes, I also wanted to highlight the fact that people are catching on, which is good news. And yes, more importantly, I wanted you to understand what this waitress told me when she said, my son told me that there's a record attendance of people coming to the Minnesota State Fair. The opposite is true. The opposite is true. They want you to believe that everybody's going and that you're missing out on something. And I'm here again to tell you, whatever the mainstream media tells you, you can almost bet 99% of the time that what they're telling you, the opposite is true. Every single time. I remember just a couple years ago when we were down there during the Minnesota State Fair, and they were making a big deal out of Black Lives Matter. Remember how they were trying to encourage people and enable the black folks of the country to, you know, play the victim while they continuously attack like every other political battering ram that they use. Well, what was interesting to note is I always take the time to go over and talk to those dudes, and every single one of them are cool. Every single one of them. See, but what they're not telling you is, well, I should say it this way. They want you to believe that there's just tons of people that are supporting Black Lives Matters. And I am here to tell you firsthand, friends, that that is not true at all. They had a huge booth set up, and there was one person there, and that one person just happened to be the one that was working there. And I've kept my eye on it over the last couple of years. And folks, I want to know who does support Black Lives Matters, except the useful idiots that are being used as the head of Black Lives Matters, because the people are not supporting it outside of what the mainstream media wants you to believe concerning the people that support it. They don't have the support, Americans, just like in politics and just like these going back to these other groups like the SPLC and the ACLU and all these other organizations that they used in attempt to browbeat you into submission. They don't have the support outside of the fact that they hope that you believe their deceptive measures. I want to say this. Again, every time I go to Black Lives Matters, I track them. I talk to them. They're super cool people. They have, for the most part, no idea as to what's going on, but they do not have the support of the people. People are offended by it. But again, the American people, you know, they just overlook the issues. Read Jeremiah 5:28 that they should deal with. I remember one year they had they put on the front page of the paper that there was a big uprising. And again, they tried to put Black Lives Matters, these people, that organization that they've created, in the light as if to suggest that they were under attack and there was some big uprising at the Minnesota State Fair. Well, what they didn't realize is I was there the whole day, and what they reported was a fabrication at every given level. It's deceptive. There's no truth in these people, friends. No truth. So again, we got about 4 days left. If you want to come down, now's the time to do it because they hardly have anybody there. Okay, and that is the truth of the matter, firsthand eyewitness. You know, friends, the mainstream media, they love to counter eyewitnesses.
Oh, they counter them all the time. What the people say, if they're not killed off, they just completely ignore them. And then they drive their narrative because the narrative's already set anyways. And the American people, for those that say they don't believe the media, you're right, but you should see that all the way through. Because, again, friends, there's no truth in these people in any sense of the word. Read John 8:44 when you get a moment. That's what you're dealing with. Useful, useful idiots is what they are. Wanted to let you know that. 4 days left. Bottom floor, east end, grandstand, three rows in. Come and say hello to us. We would absolutely appreciate it. We got the team down there right now. Also wanted to let you know, if you want to check us out online, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Sonsoflibertymedia.com. Top left side of that page, subscribe to that page. Also go to beforeitsnews.com. Beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in, 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now, what I want to do is I just want to kind of lay this out little by little. Do you guys remember, I want to just go ahead and add a little gas to the fire that I'm starting here, because I want you to see who's responsible for what's going on. The name of the show today is Surprise, Surprise, the Illegals Are Mysteriously Being Armed. I told you that this is exactly what they were going to do. I'm also telling you right now, friends, just yesterday a new number came out, and we were told by the mainstream media that there's about 11 million illegals being lured into America, military-age men, only to find out that it's somewhere between 41 and 43 million. That's equivalent to 36 states. Your country is being handed off to illegals. Read Deuteronomy 28:43. Nobody can say that I've not been a faithful witness here, friends. This is why you're seeing all the apartment buildings going up all over the country. And what's also interesting is the corporations, the corporate buildings that are being leveled right next to and built up. And keep in mind, nobody's pumping the 15-minute cities more than Donald Trump himself is, okay? The one that they put up as a legitimate contender, you know, the one that's trying to capitalize off the American people. Oh, what are you talking about, Bradley? Didn't you see this? Really? Didn't you see this? Hey, folks, look at old Donnie's doing now. If he didn't have a pair of tenor shoes that were just created 2 to 3 days after the alleged assassination attempt, isn't it interesting? He's got a gold coin out there for sale now. I mean, again, can you make, he's capitalizing off the people. Go online, folks. People are calling this guy out for what he is. He's a con man, and he's a bad con man, to say the least. Yesterday, I had highlighted the fact that Trump's out there on the campaign, stumping the Trump for the presidential campaign on the trail, right? And what is he doing? He's trying to sell to his constituents more merchandise. You just need an email address and a credit card. And you go and you punch that in, friends. People are calling Donald Trump. As a matter of fact, one of them is calling Donald Trump a con artist. He is a con artist. He's a scammer. He's a marketer. Hey, folks, those in the occult even say that he's a magician. His ability to go ahead and deceive people. Oh, and I know you got all the false prophets telling you that he's the one to come, but what you don't realize is he is appointed by God to do what? To bring judgment upon this country. And guess what he's doing? Just that, is he's spoiling those that are worshiping him. Read Acts 12:22 when you get a moment. We're going to be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747 and start making a difference in your world today.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades, and in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I got to tell you, folks, I've been spending a lot of time listening to theologians of old. I don't feed on anything in the present. Because you can see how they have defanged the Word of God. They have gutted the pith and marrow out of the Word of God. And if you go back and you start to study out men of old, we call them God's generals. I'll tell you what, it's a whole different gospel. You want to talk about the fear of God, those men who walked in the fear of God because they understood the holiness of God? Ugh, my goodness, a whole different gospel. And those men were known as men of God by their enemies. They weren't mocked. They weren't laughed at. They weren't scoffed. They were feared. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy 28, it says that the people of the earth shall say that you're called by my name and they shall be afraid of thee. That's exactly what it was like for men of old. But it's still the same Lord that we serve, friends. That's why we continuously go back to the old past so we can understand Jeremiah 6:16. So in saying that, I've been listening to a lot of messages, really kind of digging into the Word. A lot of these theologians, I'll tell you what, when you read, you feel like you're about, just out of elementary school. You feel like you're this big. And I'm telling you what, these are men that are big in God. And one particular guy just happened to be R.C. Sproul, who's no longer with us. But boy, oh boy, my goodness, was he read up. I mean, some people look at me and say, Bradley, how do you know the Word like that? It's like, I don't know anything compared to these guys. And I am just digging in more and more, because as the days roll by, friends, that's the mercy of God that we have another day to work out our own salvation with fear and trembling. And that's exactly what I'm doing. So anyways, aside of that, I want to kind of really kind of tee this up and continuously highlight where we're going right now, because not only are the said representatives, the governors throughout the United States, the said president, everybody can blame Biden and Harris all that they want to. Americans, take responsibility. There's 329.5 million of you that have allowed him and the governors to do the things that they've done treasonously against the people of this country. And what I'm talking about, again, is alluring these illegals into America, these military-age men who hate your guts. And what we're finding now is that they are being armed. And I've been telling you, this is exactly what's going to happen. They're moving you out, folks. And I'm going to show you a video in just a moment. But what I want to do is I want you to remember something. Do you remember when Eric Holder, the attorney general, criminal under Barack Obama, criminal foreigner sodomite? Do you remember when he was busted, Eric Holder, the said attorney general of the United States? Do you remember when he was running guns? Do you remember when he was busted running guns? Do you remember when he was busted running guns? Do you remember what criminal Barack Hussein Obama did? Do you remember that he went over to Mexico and he blamed the American people for the deaths that his attorney general was responsible for concerning those guns that were being ran? Do you understand as to what's at play here, friends? Again, I'm thinking of Leviticus 26, starting in 15. The Lord said under judgment that he would appoint those that hate you to rule over you. And it's exactly what is going on. But you have these said representatives aiming their guns, metaphorically, at you right now. And what they're doing is they are arming, friends. And I'm talking about these illegals that they're treasonously alluring in. If you want the reference, go to Article 3, Section 3. If you want scriptural reference, you can always go back to Judas, Luke 22, 48. But they're alluring them into America because they're trying to remove any opposition to establish a global order. And sad to say, a lot of these illegals, they're being used as political pawns too. And sad to say, even going further than that, those that are actually calling forth these illegals coming into America, they're being used as well, because they don't realize that my Father's in control of all things, either under the blessings or under the curse. There is no in-betweenites, okay? So with that, I want you to see this. This is a short video that I put together. It's mine, okay? And it's available on sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's about 200 videos to bring about the resolve concerning the issues if you feel that you need to actually stand up and do something about what's going on out there. That's what it's all aimed at. But go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go down to the right, and you'll see a little tag. Matter of fact, what I'll do is I'll go ahead and show it to you right now on social media platforms. But when you go to this right here, Bradley's educational videos, it will bring you over to all of the videos that I have accumulated over the last couple of years, highlighting the issues and bringing about biblical and constitutional answers to each and every issue that I've been afforded to is concerning my time to actually address the issues. So, and I'm doing my best to cover my bases and your bases. So again, at least when we stand before the Lord, we can't say we didn't know what we should have did. And hopefully we're going to respond to that truth, because that's where the hope is at. And the hope is found always in the truth that you've been given and how you respond to it. So let's go over and let me show you this video really quick, Crimes of the Illegals. And this this is just the tip of the iceberg. We have been showing you in the present, all the way up to the point that we made this video, all the way back to the point where we made this video, continuously highlighting the illegals that are being allured into America and the crimes that they're committing against the people. Check this out.
The following stories are crimes committed on American citizens by illegal immigrants who have no respect for America's laws or her people. Troy Payton was stabbed to death with a butcher knife by an illegal alien. Amiel Azamita, during a confrontation after Azamita has insulted a 15-year-old girl, all of whom lived in a residence motel near Las Vegas, even though the killer was a previously deported illegal alien, District Judge Joseph Bonaventure sentenced Azamita to only 19 to 48 months, even though the killer pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter. Azamita also had a prior arrest record for assault and domestic violence in Colorado and had been deported a month before the killing. Officer Michael Gordon lost his life to a drunk driving illegal alien. The Chicago policeman was in the driver's seat of his squad car when it was struck by Luis Calia, a Guatemalan whose blood alcohol level was 0.177, twice the legal limit. Luis Calia died a few hours after striking the police car, and Michael Gordon is survived by his wife and four children. Before entering the police department, Gordon joined the 81st Airborne right after high school, serving in Bosnia and Korea. As a policeman, he asked to be assigned to a tough part of Chicago because he wanted to do more than just write tickets. Oceanside officer Tony Zepetella was a rookie cop who had been in the department just over a year when he was shot three times and killed in a credit union parking lot by Adrian George Camacho, a Mexican illegal alien with a long criminal record. Officer Zepetella was married with a six-month-old child. He was born in Whittier and enlisted in the Navy after he had graduated from high school in 1994. Tony Zepetella was 27 years old when he was killed. The accused killer had been deported several times, and his criminal record lists drugs, illegal firearm
possession,
and gang activity. Victor Hen was a victim of terrorism in America. She was shot and killed as she sat at her desk by Hesham Mohammed Hadiyet on July 4th, 2002, at the El Al ticket counter in Los Angeles International Airport. She was born in Israel and immigrated with her family to the U.S. in 1990. Particularly sad is the fact that her family had planned a surprise party for her the next day where her boyfriend intended to propose. The LAX shooter was born in Egypt and lived here for a time as an illegal alien and was even considered for deportation until he got lucky when his wife won the diversity lottery. Sister Helen Chaska was murdered in late summer 2002 by being strangled with her rosary beads. The beads were found embedded in her neck. She was also raped, as was another nun who accompanied Sister Helen during walking prayers. Both women were in Klamath Falls, Oregon, doing missionary work when the crimes occurred. Her accused murderer is Maximiliano Asperez, who is in the United States illegally and was convicted in 1988 of robbery and kidnapping in Los Angeles. He was sentenced to 6 years in prison, was released in 1992, and was on probation until 1995. By law, this man should have been deported to Mexico after his release in 1992. Instead, the INS allowed him to remain in the United States and then and only then to commit even more heinous crimes. 18-year-old Trisha Taylor of Detroit was in court in December 2002 to hear the plea of the illegal alien who caused her to lose both legs above the knees. Jose Carcamo was driving under the influence, 0.08% blood alcohol level, and speeding when he drove over a curb and smashed Taylor into a wall. One report stated that Carcamo has had 17 violations since 1995. Another noted that he was drag racing at the time of the crash. It is agreed that the car was traveling between 50 and 75 miles per hour on a street posted for 25 miles per hour. The INS has twice begun deportation proceedings against Carcamo to return to El Salvador, but regrettably did not follow through. Carcamo will be out of jail in a few years, but Trisha Taylor faces a lifetime of pain and disability because of another failure of the INS to remove a dangerous
alien. These are the
alien.
People that your government are alluring into America.
The lives of many law enforcement officers have been lost at the criminal hands of violent illegal aliens. One such was David March, a Los Angeles County sheriff, who was killed when he pulled over a car for a routine traffic stop. The driver was a dangerous Mexican drug dealer, Armando Garcia, who had been deported twice and has a long history of violent crime. After shooting Sheriff March twice in the head, Garcia was able to escape and is believed to be in Mexico, where officials refused to send him back for trial. Garcia is also wanted for two attempted murders.
You listening to this, Americans?
Without question, America is comprised of immigrants from all over the world, and America welcomes them. However, they must come in abiding by the laws of the land that they wish to be a part of, because there's no other way.
Folks, we're going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, we'll be
at
right back
up. Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Kevin Shipp, former CIA officer. I want to give my personal recommendation for Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. Bradley's message of standing for faith and liberty in America is critically important to the future of our country. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty's message is a light in the darkness we're facing. I personally support Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Well, that was perfect timing, wasn't it? Any thoughts? 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Right now we're talking about, friends, surprise, surprise, the illegals that are coming into America. They're mysteriously being armed. I told you this was going to happen. I knew it was going to happen because this is what they do all over the country. This is what they do all over the world because America, folks, you're hated by foreign countries because of what you allow your said government to do to their countries. And I wish people would just think through some of the things that I say concerning the truth of the matter. You have 737 military bases across the world. Who's manning them? Your grandpas, your uncles, your dads, your brothers, your neighbors, your friends. Where are they? They're creating the wars. Right? I want you to just think about that and that alone. 162 countries, I believe, and I think they've already got 140-some covered. It's not about a global order. Oh, yeah, it is. Remember Soros said the international war criminal that many of your politicians work for blatantly in the day of light, and they show you pictures of them and their children? George Soros, remember he said America is what impedes a global order. America is what impedes a global order. America, you're the ones that are under attack. I'm going to go ahead and take our friend from California, Todd from Long Beach, California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, my friend?
Well, let's just say that, you know, I've had an incident with illegals in the situation of taking my wife to work years ago, and I was nearly run off the bridge between Long Beach and Terminal Island. Now, the problem is at the port, you do have a lot of illegals down there working, and they're taking jobs from hardworking Americans. And that's another aspect. It's like a whole thing or idea. I don't know what to call it. But I've hired illegals to do work, and I don't find their work actually any better, or actually at most times I find it worse than someone that I would
right.
pay more money and have it done, the work done correctly.
Right.
And that's another thing that's going on across the United States is this kind of work ethic. It's this manana thing, and you should have showed the thing in Colorado where that one guy put ID tag tools.
Oh, okay.
And it led to one of the largest tool bust in the United States. It was over $1 million in tools stolen from all the contractors around the areas of these guys that are Americans trying to make a living. And yet these illegals come in, they steal their tools, they steal.
So you think
and
you
nothing
know
is,
do you, really?
You know, but, you know, that was so blatant that something had to be done. But if you go to places
yeah.
like New York or here in California, you got left-wing lunacy where they're allowing, like that one guy that murdered the poor woman out there in San Francisco, and he got the walk.
Yeah.
Now, that's a rigged jury.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, the guy had a stack of felonies in, what, five pages in his dossier, just for the cops alone. Okay, so this is another thing. You have absolute lunacy running your local jurisdictions, and the police, I don't think their hands are tied. When they say that, I think that's just a way of trying them to not take responsibility and getting out of what they're supposed to be doing.
Yep.
Because they can say, look, I'm not going to turn a blind eye to this illegal doing X that we know is a felon and that we need to, one, hey, this felon is not paying your taxes. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
He
yeah.
lives off other people's taxes.
Yeah,
think about that. That you know the Joker song.
Yep.
So it's literally being played out in front of your face, and this thing with the Venezuela gangs that came into Colorado.
Yep.
You know, we better start standing for what's
right
and what's ours.
That's right.
What did the Lord say? If you don't stand for anything, you're not going to stand for anything at all, and you won't have anything at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Todd, you're saying a lot, dude. Yeah, but here's the deal. I love what you're saying, but we're on talk radio. We got other callers, and I want to go ahead and highlight some of the things that you've said, okay, because I just pulled up the video. I did not hear about the 1,500. As a matter of fact, here, I'm just going to go ahead and play it. Thank you for the phone call, Todd. And again, we're going to take the next call here in just a moment. Check this out, folks. This is what Todd was just talking about, folks.
Of a heist, what comes to mind? You got diamonds,
cars,
cold, hard cash.
Well, for the answer tonight, check your shed. Take a look at behind. It's like the Home Shopping Network here tonight. Thousands of construction tools stolen from hundreds, if not thousands, of people. That's the investigation going on in Howard County right now. It covers three states and police work spanning most of this year.
Look at this.
WMAR 2 News' Jack Watson has this incredible story.
It looks like the back room of a home.
Okay, folks, so what Todd was highlighting, the fact is this is being done by illegals. I do want to say this, firsthand experience. I have friends in law enforcement. I did spend some time with the sheriff about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, and I had shared some of the conversation I'd had with him. But he said that he had noticed that the illegals that are coming into America, he said somebody's coaching them. They're being coached to commit the crimes that they're committing. And then once the law enforcement gets involved, they laugh at the law because they know that they're not going to be convicted. Okay? That's what's crazy about it. This is what I wanted to show you as well, piggybacking what Todd had just said from Long Island. Okay? This is a video that just surfaced. And again, it's important that you see it. This is happening in Colorado. This was yesterday. One of our friends alerted us as to what was going on, and thank you for that heads up. I want you to check out what's going on here. Okay, these are illegals in America that are being allured here. They're not undocumented. They're illegals. And it looks like what they're doing is entering into a safe house here. Okay? Look at the ages of these young men. Okay? They're armed to the hilt. Where are they getting these weapons? Where are they getting these handguns, friends? They're bringing them in with them. Who's alluring them, friends? That's what you need to pay attention to. Your said representatives. Why? Because they want you to reach out and cry out to the government for more control. They want to use crime as the excuse to disarm the American people. Yesterday, I took the time, friends, to share with you that Kamala Harris and Tim Walz, they want to what? They want to go ahead and remove your arms in the face of armed illegals that are being allured into America. I want you to put two and two together here. Okay? This is, again, insane what's going on. This is one of those situations, again, that I'm trying to wave the warning flags as high as I possibly can and be about as broad as I can in my reach for people to understand that I'm not just shooting stuff out there, friends. We're not speculating as to what's going on. We know enough of history, first of all, premised on the word of God, of the thou shall nots. Those thou shall nots are for our good, not for our bad. But when we ignore them, Psalm 19:11, this is what's going to happen. The illegals are being lured in by your representative government who are not working for the people, but for those that mean to establish a new global order. Just ask them. They're not hiding that information. Who's going to be the victims of all of these illegals? You are. Your families are. Your children are. Your wives are. Your husbands are. Your family members are. Your businesses are, and you already are. What you just seen was a bunch of potential gang activity. That's what it was. And it was caught on a surveillance camera in a Colorado apartment building. Okay? What are they doing? They're breeding in America, friends, and they're being armed. Okay? And simultaneously, your said representatives are trying to disarm you. I want you to pay attention as to what's going on. We have Stacy calling in from Rochester, Minnesota. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Stacy?
Thank you for all you're doing. I went to the state fair to get a couple T-shirts from your booth.
Awesome. Thank you.
And I stopped. Well, no, thank you. But I stopped at the Klobuchar booth. And I said some things about abortion where people could hear me. I was not quiet about it. And these horrible people that were manning the booth came at me and they said, get over here. We don't want people hearing about this in front of our booth. And I stood my ground until he kept getting closer and Amen. Shoved me off.
Amen. Yeah.
But they're such cowards. They ran away. When
Amen.
I came back with someone who had a camera. And then I told Tad Jude, who was acting like he was some big shot, I said, if you guys were doing what you're supposed to do, we'd have impeachments everywhere.
Yep.
And we have got to stand up. These people are cowards. If it's the only chance we get to see them, we need to say something to them.
Yeah, you know, isn't it interesting, Stacy? Isn't it interesting, and I totally appreciate it. Isn't it interesting how they put up to the mainstream media how much those said representatives are loved, but when you go to the Minnesota State Fair, those said representatives never show up, and there's never anybody at their booths. Isn't that amazing how that works? It really is. Bob, I'm going to have to catch you tomorrow on tomorrow's show. I have you for 2 hours. Love you by what we do. Come down and say hi to us at the State Fair. See ya.